Thank you, ladies. It was really good. I like it when I get to preach around Thanksgiving time. So I always like to bring the Thanksgiving message. So that's what I have tonight. Even though it's a little over a week away. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Psalm 68. My wife came into the service tonight, but then she left, so I assumed she had nursery and didn't know it. I just have one verse, Psalm 68, verse number 19. So let's all stand with the reading of God's Word this evening. Psalm 68. The Bible says in verse number 19, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation," Selah. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the truthfulness of that verse tonight. You know, all of the Bible, every word is true, and we know that verse is too. I pray that all of us would be spiritually awake enough tonight to know that we are daily loaded with benefits from on high. So we ask, Father, as we approach the time of the year, that we set aside a day to give some extra reflection on the bounty and blessings of this past year given to each one of us. I pray that we will truly be thankful people, the most thankful people on earth. So bless this time together tonight, and may you be glorified in it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to preach on this subject tonight, the most thankful people. The most thankful people. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. The first part of that verse was on our birthday pencils back east for years. And anytime anyone had a birthday, we had them stand and we sang happy birthday to them and gave them a birthday pencil. And it had Psalm 68:19, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits." And that's why of all the people on all the earth, the most thankful people this Thanksgiving Day ought to be us, because He daily loadeth us with benefits. And you're just not going to find that many people amongst them versus us. You're not going to find that many people amongst them who are truly thankful this time of year like we are. Because it's us who are daily loaded upon with benefits and blessings. And that's why amongst them, when you see the commercials this time of year, they basically just skip over Thanksgiving. Have you noticed that? They go from Halloween to Christmas and don't say much about Thanksgiving. That's why also they refer to it many times as Turkey Day instead of Thanksgiving Day. Why is that? Because amongst them, there's not that much thankfulness. You can't be thankful and skip over Thanksgiving or call it something other than what it really is. It's just an indication that amongst them, there's very little true thankfulness. Notice the description in the Word of God of the last days, the days in which we live, in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Notice what it says there in that passage, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. If you'll turn there this evening, the Bible says, "Know this also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." You notice that one of the indications of perilous times is unthankful people. And one of the indications of these perilous times that we're living in is unthankful people. And if you really look at verse number 2, all of those terms are intertwined. They all go together. Unholy goes with disobedient to parents. Disobedient to parents goes with unthankful. Unholy goes with covetous. Unthankful goes with proud. All of it is linked together there, and it's an indication of the perilous times in which we live. In stark contrast to that, which I just read, is the people on whom God daily loadeth with benefits. And you would have to believe that the people that God daily loadeth with benefits have to be the most thankful people on the face of the earth. And they would be God's people. God's people should be the most thankful people on earth. And maybe that's why the word unthankful appears only 2 times in the Bible, if you can believe that, and never in the Old Testament. It doesn't appear in the Old Testament at all. And compare that with the opposite. Compare that with the many variations of the word thankful that you find in the Bible. Thank, thanked, thankful, thanksgiving, or thankfulness, thanking, thank offerings, thanks, thanksgiving. The term thanksgiving alone is mentioned 28 times in the Bible. So see, it is a scriptural holiday, Thanksgiving is. And then thanksgivings and thankworthy. So the most thankful people on the face of the earth on Thanksgiving Day ought to be God's people. And let's see why tonight. I find 4 reasons that that's the case. And I also find reason to wonder also amongst some people who should be thankful, you wonder if they really are by the way they act or the way they look. And we need to remember what David said in Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Those are the benefits that from the previous verse that are daily loaded upon us. We need not forget those, because if we do, we will stop being thankful. Remember, He is the one that daily loadeth us with benefits. And let's see 4 reasons for that tonight in the Word of God. And really, the first 2 are really out of order. But my thought patterns went a certain way. And so really, the first one should be second, or maybe even third. And the second one should be first. But the first reason, let's turn to Psalm 33 and verse number 12. The 33rd Psalm and verse number 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. God's people should be the most thankful people on earth because we are citizens of the greatest country on earth, the United States. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Now, I know, and we've heard lately from the pulpit, and we already know this, that we've slipped from that in a mighty way. It's almost like a snowball effect. But and our country ought to be ashamed of itself. That's why during a ball game, when it gets to the 7th inning and they sing God Bless America, I switch the channels. And you say, well, why would you switch it? Because I can't stand it in my own life, but I can't stand hypocrisy. So I'll switch the channel back to the news station so I know they're done singing. And they usually sing it in some hip-hop way anyway. And then I'll flip it back. But so we have a lot that we ought to be ashamed about. But see, this is the way it works. We're still the citizens of the greatest country on earth because even though we've slipped, all the other nations have slipped also. So in relation to all the other nations, I can't think of another nation that I would rather live in. I know some people get fed up, you know, they move to the Canary Islands or move to who knows where. But I don't want to move. I don't want to move to another country. I have no desire to visit Europe. Probably part of that reason is I don't want to get the shots that you have to get to go over there. But I'd rather go see the Grand Canyon. I'd rather go see Pikes Peak. I'd rather go visit the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial and Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell. Because we're citizens of the greatest country on the face of the earth. All we have to do is just look back into our history. And we find a time where one of our presidents of the United States thought that Thanksgiving was a scriptural idea that ought to be made into a scriptural holiday. And so President Abraham Lincoln, and every time I preach a Thanksgiving message, I like to read his Thanksgiving proclamation. My pastor read it not that long ago. But in 1863, by the way, wasn't that very interesting Sunday night what Pastor brought out about how some of these presidents declared martial law and took a lot of our liberties away? I didn't know that. I didn't know Woodrow Wilson did that, or Abraham Lincoln, or whoever else. But so these kinds of things have happened before. But I'm just thankful that I can look back in the nation that I believe is the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and we can look back to a time in 1863 where one of our presidents thought that Thanksgiving was not only a scriptural idea, but it ought to be made into a scriptural holiday. And he had reason for it, and this is what he said. It is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history that those nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. We know that by His divine law, nations like individuals are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people? We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also in those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our benevolent Father who dwelleth in the heavens, Abraham Lincoln. I did better last time I read that. But we should be thankful of the liberties that we have in this country. You see, we're citizens of the country that produced that proclamation. Just take a look at the rest of the world tonight. Only a half a world away, there are people that are living in mud huts and go to bed hungry. The poverty level in this country, it, for a family of four, is $20,650. You know, I'll tell you, most Americans today live like kings and rich nobles of just a few centuries ago. When we stop to think about the pilgrims and how many material blessings they had when they came to America, they didn't have many. And yet they set the first, and I believe the best, example of what a thankful people ought to be. Should be the most thankful people on earth because we're citizens of the greatest country on earth. But thankfulness, the thankfulness status goes far beyond being citizens of the greatest country on earth. As God's people, we're citizens of another country. If you look at the rest of verse number 12 in Psalm 33, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom He hath chosen for His inheritance. Yes, not only are we citizens of the greatest country on earth, but we ought to be the most thankful people at Thanksgiving time because we're also, if you're saved, citizens of heaven. Citizens of heaven. And being citizens of heaven transcends even the idea of being citizens of the greatest country on earth. We stop and think about verses such as Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. For our conversation or citizenship, the Bible says, is in heaven. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. Thankful because we're citizens of heaven. That means we've been saved. So we should be thankful for salvation. Listen to Psalm 13, verses 5 and 6. But I have trusted in Thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in Thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because He hath dealt bountifully with me. Thankful because of salvation. Stop and think tonight. I wish we had time to take a few testimonies about the pit from which each one of us have been dug. The life that we had before we were saved, the emptiness that was there, the lack of peace, the lack of purpose, not knowing where we were going when we died. Stop and think about the pit from which we've been rescued. Like the Bible says in Ephesians 2, verse 1, and you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. And then again in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. So, we ought to be the most thankful people. Not only because we're citizens of the greatest country on earth, but by salvation we're citizens of heaven. And yet I wonder tonight, some people really have a strange way of showing their thankfulness because they hardly darken the door. I mean, if nothing else, can't we get church attendance down? Can't we nail that one down and be at all the services? If we can't be consistent in anything else, can we be consistent in our church attendance? I mean, what does the Bible say on that subject? Listen to Psalm 100, verse 4. The Bible says, enter into His gates. How? With thanksgiving. See? And into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Why can't some of us get church attendance down pat? I mean, why does it have to be something special if we just happen to come to church in one given week, all three services? Why can't that be every week? I mean, we're told to enter into His gates. That's the gates, the doors of the church house here. With thanksgiving. There's a connection there between the two. Church attendance and being thankful. Some people have a strange way of showing their thankfulness. When we ought to be the most thankful people on earth. Because we're citizens of the greatest country on earth, because we're citizens of heaven, and there's another place that we're a citizen of. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 19. Look at what Paul said to this church. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. Hey, where are we fellow citizens with the saints at? Citizens of the house of God. Citizens of church. Citizens of this church. Now therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And it goes on from there to talk about the church. The assembly of the baptized believers. So, we ought to be the most thankful people, not only because we're citizens of the greatest country on earth, and not only because we're citizens of heaven, but because we're citizens of this church. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10 says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Think of all the good things that goes on around here. You know, last night at the men's fellowship, we heard pastors say, you know, there's a lot of good that goes along around this church that a lot of us never hear about. And a lot of it comes to the pastor's attention. And I'm so glad that it does, because a lot of the bad comes to his attention, too, that we never find out about. Meetings that go on in his office to try to straighten out problems. I'm glad that a lot of the good that we never find out about that goes on around here comes to his attention. I'm glad of that. But just the fact that we know that it happens, that it's happening, people are impressed to help other people and to pray for other people. Think of all the good that goes on around here. We ought to be the most thankful people because we're citizens of this church. The Bible says that the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. You realize that most people in the world today are groping around trying to find truth, and here we are in it. We're the pillar and the ground of the truth. I think none of us really understand just how fortunate we are to be citizens of this church. I mean, we could be like a lot of churches on Thanksgiving, having their ecumenical services, where they preach toleration for truth. We get the real truth around here. We get all of it around here. We ought to be most thankful because of that. Let's just go through some examples here. We get to see some things here that most people never see. A lot of people have never seen a miracle, but we have. Listen, 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us it's the power of God. That's a miracle. Every time someone's saved, it's a miracle. There's the miracle of salvation all around this room. The world never experiences anything like that. And we get to see that. We get to experience it. A lot of people have never experienced God in their presence. We have. And we do. Look on in that verse of in Ephesians 2, verse 20 and following. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, that's us, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom also ye also are builded together for a habitation of God. Through the Spirit. We are the habitation of God. Most people don't experience God in their presence, but we do every time we come to church. A lot of people want to know why good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. But we know. Why do we know? Because we have the Bible. Look at Psalm 73. People ask that question all the time. Why do good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people? Well, here's your answer, my friend, right out of the Word of God. We know. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Now that was a good man that bad things were happening to. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, good things happening to bad people. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compassed them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. Good things happening to bad people. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Good things happening to bad people. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. He was almost, this good person was almost hopeless over this. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of my children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went, where did he go? Into the sanctuary of God. That's where we are tonight. Then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. See, we know. We know because we have the truth. We have the Word of God. We know why the wicked prosper. And we know why sometimes God's people suffer. Why do the wicked prosper? Because God is a long-suffering God. We know. We know that. We know it because we have a place we can learn about it. Right here in the house of God. Of all people on the face of all the earth that should be most thankful, Thanksgiving time should be us. But there's one more reason why we ought to be thankful, why we ought to be the most thankful people on the face of the earth. And we'll realize this if we at least are awake. If we're awake tonight, we'll realize this fourth one. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 14 through 20. Ephesians 5, 14 through 20. The Bible says, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See, if we're spiritually awake tonight, we'll realize why we should be thankful for this fourth one. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only should we be the most thankful people because of the country we live in and because of the country we're headed for, and because the church we belong to, but if we're spiritually awake, because he says, awake thou that sleepest. If we're spiritually awake tonight, we will realize that we are thankful for everything. That's what it says there in verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God. Thankful for everything. I mean, we can make lists of all the things we're thankful for. But I wonder if we leave off the things that don't go our way. You say, preacher, I can make a great list, but I'm not going to put on that list things that go wrong in my life. Things that don't go my way. Things that are bad. Things that cause me grief. But the Bible says all things. All things. Because if we start with verse 20 and go backwards, I want you to notice that there are no periods between the verses from verses 14 through 20 and 20 back to 14. They're all connectors, semicolons. Well, there is one period. There are a couple periods. But where there are periods, there's a conjunction next. And it's all connected. That's the point I'm trying to make. And we'll realize that if we are awake and not asleep, spiritually speaking, we can be thankful for all things, even the things that don't go our way, because we realize this one truth from the Word of God. All things work together for good. To them that love God, and to them that are called according to His purpose. So see, there's a lot to be thankful for. Actually, everything to be thankful for. Because it all has a purpose as part of God's plan for our lives. He takes such notice of us that all things can work together for good. So, are you most thankful this year, whether things went your way or not? Whether you are employed or laid off? Whether you are in sickness or in health? Are you most thankful as a child of God? Well, you should be, because you're a citizen of the greatest country on the face of the earth. You're a citizen for heaven, heaven bound. Citizen, fellow citizens with the saints in the house of God. And to be thankful for everything is great reason to really make this Thanksgiving Day the best one of your lives. And let's stand with our heads bowed, our eyes closed.